This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, opening up hour number two. Well, the little people got a little butt hurt.
Uh-oh, who got butt hurt?
Nestor has already chimed in.
Don't care.
You said we're boring. I don't care what you have to say.
We have the audio of the fantasy call.
Go suck it.
Yeah, and he said, I like the way Joel changes words up. For the record, I never said that he was Raymundo. I said he knew him inside and out, which, to be honest, was a lame comeback. I said I was kidding, but whatever. Old booty hurt grown men over jokes. Now, that's radio gold.
Well, we've already given him too much run.
Yeah, and by the way, when you become executive producer at Gal Media, we'll let you know what works and doesn't.
I feel like we've given him enough run. If you don't like the show and you think we're boring, then just move on and we won't have to mention you anymore.
Notice he didn't address that? That he actually said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Funny thing about Josh, did he disappear from the board for a second while I was gone?
I didn't see it.
Apparently, I don't know if it Radu, but I think it was Josh that got rear-ended. But because Radu, I was out in there talking.
While he was on hold?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sounds like a Barry Warner.
I was out there. Yeah. And not like rear-ended like in the OU mic way. Like
no,
in an
right,
accident.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
In an accident. It was Josh? Well, let's get Josh.
Yeah,
I feel
bad.
Yeah,
we got a lot to get to now.
Josh, are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, man. I was at 1960 Highway 6. It got rear-ended at one of the red lights, but no damage. Literally just took her car and let it go. But, I'm calling about White Lightning and Clarence. So first off,
White Lightning,
thank you for your service, man. You know, Clarence might be talking some crap, but that's what makes this show fun and interesting to listen to. Like all the warehouse banter, everything other than just sports versus like, you know, Charlie Palillo, who is like almost strictly sports and statistics. Not that, you know, he's not cool to listen to, but it's not the actual banner and all this other stuff. Like, listen to the warehouse and all their crap. Like, I don't know, man. That gets me going. That's just funny.
We appreciate it, Josh. Thank you.
Kind of, sort of, in a roundabout way. We appreciate the love you got for the show. I know that.
I'm sorry you got rear-ended.
Lightning?
I like that he didn't
Damn
even
you,
get his
White
name
Lightning.
Right. He didn't even get his name right.
Yes, fantastic.
So is this call from Raymundo? What is this? Is it bad? I heard you had to dump it.
Yeah,
I did because I knew right when he started talking about it that it was going to be one of those type of calls.
So they were trying. You were just
with you out, by the way. I just want to let you know to make you feel at ease. With you out, lightning quick on the button. Nick was,
of course,
did not get out over the air, and it wasn't even close.
Of course,
has done nothing wrong to me. You can call in whenever you want, sir.
No, we just won't take his call. Not happening. No.
You guys want to hear the call?
I want to know what happened.
Is it okay
I want
to
know what
it?
I missed.
With what he says?
Yeah,
What on earth did I miss? Because Eddie Flores is like, please play. Have them replay the call. You of all people will find it funny. So I want to find out what this means.
Raymundo, you're up next. Go.
Hey, guys. My fantasy question is three black men or
stop.
A multi-race gang?
I can tell. As soon as I heard the voice, I knew what was coming. And then he leads with three black men.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why it cleared the app, but it didn't clear on the air, obviously.
Start it over. I can tell as soon as like, hey, guys. Okay.
Go. Raymundo, you're up next. Go.
Hey, guys. My fantasy question is three black men or a multi-race gangbang?
See, Sigmund, sometimes you give until it hurts, and then they hurt you with that. Justin, let's try and get away from
it. Sigmund was like, you give until it hurts? That's what you follow?
Tying
with?
It into his...
we were all kind of thrown off. All I could
bang.
Do was...
Hey, guys. Oh, my goodness. That I don't know who that sounded like, because I don't know what Nestor sounds like. That's funny. And you dumped that?
I did, because I wasn't sure how far he was going to go. You know what I mean? Like, he could have said another word.
Yeah, he has no way of knowing.
I can't predict that.
I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't go, Sigmund,
Well, no, because we were waiting a little bit, and then I thought if Sigmund was going to comment after I said that, see Sigmund, you know, just to kind of
so it didn't look
like
it,
and he didn't say anything. I was like, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, you could tell he completely stayed away from it. I think Joel was trying to, like, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. I see why you dumped it, though, because in the heat of the call,
I didn't know what he was going to say.
Exactly.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
Exactly. So none of that got out?
Well, on the app, because your boy El Jefe, obviously, recorded it, and I'm pretty sure El Jefe is the one who gave it to Granado.
Well, no, we have the apps here. I mean, the podcast isn't going to get dumped.
But he somehow terrestrial. Right, I know, but he somehow, like,
just
I think,
downloaded it, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, just probably got it from our podcastarena.com website.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, though. Although, we don't want that every Thursday.
No.
God, no. That'll just ruin it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You don't want to ruin it with Sigmund, and a lot of people get a lot out of what we do with him for that one segment because we can tell by the way they all line up with text and all that.
Yes.
But if there's one situation where we're vulnerable, because you and I normally, within the first couple of words out of someone's mouth, can start motioning to Nick, like, get on the button. But when you're doing rapid fire and you're trying to get in calls and texts and everything else, and of course, Cody's got no idea what's going on. It's like, this thing just hit him going 100 miles an hour. He just kind of backs away, and I'm like, all right, let's go text, let's go this, let's go that. And I didn't, I should have, I guess, but I didn't catch it. So.
What did Granado replayed it?
I guess he's a regular on Granado's show.
Who, Raymundo?
Raymundo, okay. The character or whatever, right?
Yes.
And he has all kinds of issues with boyfriends and things
sure,
like that
sure,
that
sure.
he brings to the
I've
table.
Heard those calls, yes.
Yeah, so.
And I was just told that Granado played it on the air. Our digital guy told us, and Joshua, and I didn't hear the segment, but I heard that Granado thought it was funny, and I should have known, because Raymundo, I feel like Raymundo has trolled us before, right?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't believe so. Maybe I'm confused. Early on, when I was just doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he maybe got you on a Monday or Friday, but I don't ever recall getting a call from him on the show.
Yeah, I mean, we had two while you were out. That one, and I think it was Roy. And I don't even remember what Roy said, but I know that it was pretty bad, and it was kind of tacky.
Okay.
But yeah. So well, I don't know if you were just using R word names on the road or.
No, that wasn't me.
Lot of people thought it was Raheel, by the way. And I was like, I don't think Raheel would go that far.
Oh,
I think he'll go that far. I just don't know if it was Raheel.
Yeah.
He would totally go that far.
We would hear comfortable and know it was. That's the word that he can't.
He struggles with comfortable.
Yeah, that's what's the dead giveaway. When
that's
he
funny.
Uses comfortable.
I want to get to this question that Lamont had because I thought it was actually pretty legit.
LFA's got too much time on his hands.
He really does.
He took your brother's picture and put it on your head.
First of all, he's not my brother. Second of all, he has way too much time on his hands. But Lamont brought up an interesting point, which
he did.
Yeah, where he talked about the fact that Frank Wright moving to Indy from Philly, and Philly's offense is obviously struggling a little bit, but. Indy's offense is actually looking pretty good as of late. Andrew Luck is healthy.
Yep.
So he just wonders how much of that can you put on Frank Wright and his play calling and whatnot. And I mean, they're top six in scoring Indy is now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on those Colts, man. They get a little bit of defense. They're not going to be too bad.
Kind of
tells
you how good Andrew Luck is, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 for sure.
Missing 2 years?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. And hey, listen, I don't want you to miss at all. And speaking of 2 years, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is celebrating their 2-year anniversary. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, they're giving back to the peeps. They're giving back to the loyal suspect listeners. And for a limited time now, on Mondays and Tuesdays, you can get 30% off all of the items on the Indian Kitchen side of the menu. Let me repeat that. 30% off all of the items on the Indian Kitchen side of the menu on Mondays and Tuesdays for a limited time. Do not miss out on this. Get out there and try the food if you haven't already. This is a perfect time to do it and save some money in the process. Now, look, I told you and I've been telling you, I wasn't a big fan of Indian food at one point. And then Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen has converted me. It's so good. Every person that I've seen that's gone out there. In fact, I got to find it, but I just had somebody tweet me this weekend. I think it was AJ and said, not AJ Hoffman, AJ the Beer King, and said, man, this food is legit. I told you, it's so good. He said, we ordered way too much food. That's the Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen way. They give you way more food than you can eat. But get it to go bag, get it to go box and take it home. It's so good. You're going to want to have it a second time or have some of those leftovers. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. So get out there on 1901 Taft. Also, you can look them up on CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. They're on both. Check them out. You can see the pictures of the food on Instagram. It looks amazing. And don't forget, they've always got the 20% off on the non-quesadillas. If you mention ESPN 97.5, The Usual Suspects, or me, they'll give you that discount as well. DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub will deliver it. And speaking of Uber Eats, if you use code Tasty Delivery, they'll do it for free. So check that out as well. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI 713 on Facebook. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you guys, it's the holiday season. It's the time of year when you always have someone asking for something, and it's hard on your wallet. You can give without it really hurting on your budget by donating your time, yours, your employees, your wife and kids, your family. Everyone's welcome with us at Kids Meals. Kids Meals is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch, but the little ones are left hungry at home. This program does a great job at trying to end that issue. It's November the 15th. It's ESPN Day at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houston kids. It's just 3 hours of your time, 9 a.m. to noon, and you'll put a smile on a bunch of toddlers' faces and a healthy lunch in their belly while you feel good during the holiday season. You can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch at ESPN975.com. Just email lunch at ESPN975.com. See if you're available to volunteer. Michelle, take it from there. And if you can't make it to our day, schedule a day of your own at Kids Meals Inc. .org. That's kidsmealsinc.org. Great cause right there for the holiday. So I want to make sure we got that out of the way.
By the way, I just want to point one thing out because, you know, the with all the talk of Clarence bringing up the fact that there's another Barry Laminack on Facebook, which the poster that OFA put out, I hate you. I hate you so much. But I did find another Joel Blank.
Yeah, it's not. You're dirty.
Well, it came up, but I didn't.
Did it come up or did you look for it?
It came up when Clarence found another Barry Laminack.
Yeah, but couldn't you just roll with the joke the way it's done?
Because he goes, look, he's over there. And then when there's the other Joel Blank, he's like, that's not funny. That's not cool, man. But I say that to say this because I'm getting a lot of friend requests on Facebook from just, I guess, listeners. And that's the only spot where I just, if I don't know you like personally, if I don't accept the friend request. I have a fan page if you want to keep up with me and all that, but that's the only spot where I just keep it to friends and family is on Facebook. So please don't be
for too many people, the fan page.
Yeah.
No.
Nice try. Oh. But yeah, don't take it personally that I don't accept your friend request on Facebook. I just keep that to a pretty tight little circle of friends and family.
Echo that, my
yeah.
friend.
So yes. It's nothing personal. I promise you guys. I just don't do it. Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, what else? Facebook fan page, all that stuff, absolutely. And I'll talk to you. If you just want to chit-chat over direct message on Twitter, ask anybody that sends me messages. I don't ignore you. I will chit-chat with you. I just don't do it on Facebook.
There you go.
Got that out of the way.
All right.
So back to this Frank Reich and what he's meant to Indianapolis. It really shows, man. Now, you give credit to a healthy Andrew Luck as well, but having a healthy Andrew Luck has really opened up the offense for him. And you see flashes of what you saw in Philly last year with a good quarterback. And it's amazing that they're sixth in the NFL in scoring at 28.9 points a game. And you know, he asked basically, has this had an effect on Philly? Well, you need look no further than the fact that they're 21st in the NFL in scoring. I think there's a direct correlation to them losing Frank Reich. And I thought you had a good point, too. But, yeah, I think he's an outstanding play caller, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. And you got to – here's the thing. So you think about it. They won the Super Bowl, and you can talk about the Super Bowl letdown and all that. But the one thing that people are going to do is winning breeds a winning culture or desire to have it. So you lose Frank Reich, but now you lose other coaches on your staff as well. So when you look at it, because the Vikings offensive coordinator, DeFilippo, was also on the Eagles staff.
Yeah.
So now they're picking and choosing more than just Frank Reich. Now you're losing multiple coaches on the offensive side of the football, and all of a sudden your wide receivers coach is your new offensive coordinator. Now I understand Doug Peterson makes a lot of calls on the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. but he's got a lot of the things to worry about, as we know from the Bill O'Brien situation with everything else going on too. So his OC is his wide receivers coach of a year ago. And that can be a huge issue because there's a comfort level with Wentz right. and the entire offense. And then when you start seeing guys get hurt, dinged up, we talked about the fact that their running backs are all out. Now it's like, not only are you magnifying everything else with injury, but your guy is still not the guy that was calling the plays when you were rolling and you were so successful. And that can cause the kind of season the Eagles are up against right now.
Indeed. And I do want to preface this by saying, I mean, 29 is nothing to scoff at what they put up against the Jags, who, you know, all things considered, should be a better defense than they are. Mm-hmm. But they've put up 29, 42, 37, 34, 24, 34, and some of those are in losses. So they're definitely putting up points, the Colts are. A little, and this goes back to our conversation from earlier, in the fact that this whole division is kind of wishy-washy along with the NFC East. You need look no further than that game itself, where they put up all 29 points in the first half and do not score a single point in the second half. The 29 is able to hold up for them, but damn, I mean, you get held scoreless, but you happen to score enough in the first half to get that division win, a big division
win for them
too.
That fumble cost them, because I was watching the end of that game, and the Jags had a legitimate shot to at least tie that game. They were in field goal range. The receiver goes down. They initially ruled him down on the field, and it actually looked like Jacksonville hurried to the line and got it off in time, but then the official stepped in after the play was starting and said, no, we got to review that, and that's when they found the receiver to have fumbled before he was down. Colts took over possession of the ball and ran the clock out. So the Jags had a chance, but you're right. I mean, look, no one expected the Colts to be doing what they're doing mm-hmm. this year, and everybody was picking on their defense, but their defense has been bend, don't break, but they've been okay this year.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
Who has more touchdowns? You ready?
Yep.
Andrew Luck or Patrick Mahomes?
I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Andrew Luck or Jared Goff?
Jared Luck. Goff.
Andrew Luck. Wow. He is second in the NFL right now in touchdowns at 26. More than Goff, more than Breeze, more than Rivers, more than Roethlisberger.
That's saying something with the offense in the league this year.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, that offense is clicking. And so back to Lamont's point, I give Frank Reich a lot of credit for that, man. That is
here's the thing, too.
And he's not doing it with a bunch of superstars either.
He's not. But you know what? As much as we were critical and we gave the Texans a kind of a half-assed win when he made the decision on fourth down that gave the Texans the victory,
mm-hmm.
he galvanized his locker room with that decision. Mm-hmm. That was a short-term loss that became a long-term win, because he had everyone on his locker room now had his back, and they bought in. And they were like, whatever you want to do, coach, we got you. And they're doing some things. They're impressive. And their offensive line, whoo, baby, did you see the pancake mm-hmm. that old boy put on? And did you hear it with the audio up?
No.
Lance and John were talking about it this morning. He was mic'd up for the game, and he comes around the corner, and before he even comes close to Barry Church, he's... And he just absolutely plants Barry Church.
Nice.
And you're like, oh, this dude is psychotic. And I heard Lance talking about it. He could be a rookie that makes first or second team all pro. That means you drafted well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So they're putting some pieces in place that look like they're setting a foundation for the Indianapolis Colts, which is a good thing.
Yep.
So. Okay, before the break, let's get Aggie Joe in here. He wants to talk about a university near and dear to your heart, Barry. He wants to talk about the Aggies.
Hey, Nick, Joe, how are you guys?
What's up, man?
What up, man?
Konnichiwa, Barry, son.
What's up, bud?
So, let me get this straight. Now we've got old basic Barry. We've got redneck white trash Barry. We've got Asian Barry. And we've got... Chubby Radio Berry.
And Blackberry.
Is that right?
And Blackberry.
Yeah,
Black, and Jewish Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't forget those
two.
Oh,
yeah, Black. Yeah, that's right. Black Jewish Berry.
Yeah, so many. So many.
So many. Hey, so listen, what do you think about Travion Williams breaking that 3,000 club mark.
I think it's
really good, man.
Yeah.
240 yards rushing this week.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it doesn't translate into wins in the division, but if you're into stats, which, you know, that's pretty much all we have left as Aggie fans is stats.
Pretty much.
And hope for the future. I mean, Jimbo's at least looks like
Absolutely. They
got him pointed in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, you're an Aggie fan, Aggie Joe. How are you feeling about the future of this team? Because I have a feeling you're a lot like me where you get excited, but it doesn't last very long when you see them play on the field. How are you feeling about your future as an Aggie fan?
Yeah, that's very true. So I was really excited up until, you know, that third loss. Because I was thinking, as long as we can stay in the standings, this would be a great first year for him, as long as we're in the 25 range. But, you know, for whatever reason, this team, they fall apart right in this area of the season for the last 4 years.
Yep.
So I think that he's getting better. I think the team is getting better. I think he's doing a good job. And I like what he's doing with the offense and the defense looks pretty good. I think we've got some guys that'll come back even stronger next year. Need to build on that linebacker core a little bit, I think. But
well, I tell you what, you know, man, appreciate that. We got to go to a break. I appreciate the call. But the one thing that I think as Aggie fans we can all look forward to is the fact that he's already he's doing pretty well. I mean, like you said, going into that loss against Mississippi State, his two losses were Alabama and Clemson. So you looked at that and thought you were doing all right. These last couple of losses, Mississippi State and Auburn, weren't great. But the fact that he can recruit and he's already doing pretty well with guys that aren't really his gives you hope for the future as an Aggie fan. So,
and his track record of what he's done with quarterbacks and recruiting and everything else. Yeah, you got to say it looks like they're on the right path, which is all you can ask for. All right, I know a lot of you guys have been talking about the Rockets. We'll get to that after the break as we start the second half. And lots more on the agenda, but there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest. We're here for you, 713-780-3776. Call or text the show or hit us up on Twitter. It's the second half right around the corner. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I'm telling you right now, the holidays are around the corner, and you guys are all expecting people at your house. Well, you know what? You want the house to look chip shape, and you also want the best in furniture. And it's going to be hard because if you go to other furniture stores in town, you can see what you like, and you can order it, but there's no guarantees it'll be there by Christmas, let alone Thanksgiving. Backorder slips are very prevalent in the Houston area when shopping for furniture, and the fact of the matter is what you see is not what you're going to get that same day, not like a Gallery. If you go to Gallery Furniture in one of their three locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria across from Dillard's, and, of course, the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Park are both ways. You're going to find out you buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time delivered to your door by guys that are going to make sure that they not only are careful and get the furniture in, but they'll take out what you don't want and rearrange what you need in other rooms of the house. And from there, the deals just start lining up as we get closer to the holidays. They're open late, 7 days a week till 10 p.m. to make sure that they can fit your busy schedule when you want to look for furniture. And if you buy $4,000 or more with the Gallery Furniture, you get 40% in free accessories back. That's at all three locations. And there's two ways to win free mattresses from Gallery as well. You buy a mattress for $3,000 or more, and if the Rockets win the season-ending championship this year or the Astros win it next year, your mattress is absolutely free, so you can get the best sleep possible, and if your Houston teams win, you get it for free. So there's a lot of great deals going on right before the holidays, perfect timing, and it's all solid wood, American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, Tempur-Pedic, and so much more. Check them out at one of the three locations. Make sure you tell them that Joel Blank and ESPN 97.5 sent you by, and make sure you realize, like Mac always says, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. It's the Usual Suspects. I feel so sharp right now as we head into the third quarter of the full four-quarter extravaganza we call the best show that we know.
The best show that we do.
That we do. There you go.
So are both of you, am I to suspect that both of you are going to miss time this week? Is that
not me?
What you're telling me?
I never miss time. What are you talking about?
Well, you're both complaining about being sick and
nope.
You both look terrible.
Nope. Well,
more,
I appreciate
more
that.
Than normal.
Then I look terrible. Like I feel, but I'm gonna be all right.
Okay.
Like Kellen fever? Winslow Jr. said, no, I'm a warrior.
I'm
man.
A soldier.
I'm a soldier. I'm going to fight through this.
So do you have fever? Because that was the only time I've ever called in
I
sick was when I had fever.
For more cowbell.
Otherwise, I would have been here. So no fever.
Nope.
Okay, good. You? Are you? Do you have fever?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Lisa was walking out of the house today, and I was still packing up my stuff, and she's like, babe, you feeling better? And I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks for asking, like 18 hours in. And she goes, you got fever? And I go, I don't know. Check it. And I said, I don't think I feel warm. And she's like, well. And then it's like it was this big deal to walk across the kitchen. She's like, no, you're good. I go, okay, cool. Then I'm good. That's when you know you're comfortable as husband and wife. Because
yeah,
you just don't
right?
give up anymore. It's just,
right? Ooh, that was close.
Did you see, by the way, Channel 2's commercial where they do that? Channel 2 has a commercial where they pump up their investigative reporters.
Uh-huh.
And each one of them leads into a cuss word that's used as a different word.
What?
Yeah. Oh. So it's like, we don't give a...
Frankly.
Yeah, and exactly. And
wow.
It just goes one to another to another. And some of the guys delivering the punchlines, you're like, needs a little work, but it's funny.
So El Jefe has updated our show poster.
El Jefe is just on a roll today.
He is. He's got the new Barry Laminack and the new Joel Blank. And let me just say, they look really similar.
They do. You know what it looks like? First of all, Chance said it looks like a show on 610.
That's the best tweet.
Which was absolutely fantastic.
That was the best tweet.
Which was hilarious.
It does look like
you know
a
what it
show
looks like? It looks
610?
Like they yanked us out of the balcony on the Muppet Show and decided to make a radio poster.
It don't. You know what it looks? It either looks like that or like we would be doing a car show. a hunting and outdoor show, something like that. It kind of, but on 610, that is perfect, Chan. You win today for sure.
Yeah,
but
that
yeah,
was a great one.
At Barry is funnier, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. Did you retweet it, Nick, as well?
I think I just liked it. Yeah. I can retweet it.
Any of us will have that.
Yeah,
tweet.
I just retweeted
it.
El
Jefe
yes,
wins
yes,
the
yes,
internet
yes,
today.
Yes,
so.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's, it must be a slow day at the mall. But he is definitely knocking it out of the park.
I think
park.
He does it over his phone. Like, he's that good. He does it on his phone. All right, Titan Hugo checked in. He said, we all know what happened last year when the Chiefs thought they had the first round bye versus the Titans now, don't we? Talk that smack, bro. You earned it as a fan.
Yeah, you're sitting pretty.
The Titans have earned it, so talk that smack. I got it. I don't know who this is, but it's on the text line. But it says, I got to agree with Magic. I don't know why they didn't say white magic, but I got to agree with Magic.
Lightning.
I gotta agree with Magic. Clarence's name needs to change to Clearance because you get what you pay for. Man, that was bad.
That's a good text right there. And a lot of times on the board, we've said it comes up Clearance.
Yeah. And then the next text says, thank you for your service, White Magic. Now go crawl back into the dumpster you were eating out of. That was from Clarence.
And he also tweeted, the usual suspects with Joel Blank, and I gave myself my own nickname, White Magic.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't either. I need some explaining.
Somebody texted and said, did Raymundo rear-end Josh? If you don't get that, go back and listen to this hour. Was it this hour when we did it? Yeah, just go back and listen, and you'll get that for sure. I let my wife listen to my call-in on What's Wrong Wednesday. What the hell did I miss?
I don't believe we ever did What's Wrong Wednesday.
What's
did we,
Wrong Wednesday? Nick, is that something we did?
No. Must be a different show, different time. No.
She laughed until she had tears in her eyes. Okay, good for you.
Thanks for listening.
Wrong show. Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm not highly knowledgeable about NFL coaches. Is there a hypothetical scenario where we could let O'Brien go and who might replace him?
No, we've talked about that.
You can let a coach go. It's not like players where you incur dead cap or anything like that, a hit on your salary cap. The problem is you have to pay them for their full contract, and that will, if you just signed a new four-year deal, that ain't happening. Bob McNair, one, I mean, they've won six in a row, and two, he's not going to spend all that money. Why are you laughing?
Because LFA just tweeted, oh my God, there's a black Nick.
There is a black Nick Sharara.
I had no idea.
I thought he was
Sharara.
I literally
bro.
Thought he created the Facebook account, but it looks like it's a real person. There's a Nicholas Sharara out there. Insane. A black Nicholas Sharara.
El Jefe, what I'm going to need you to do
No, you don't need El Jefe to do anything. Just stick to Joel and Barry.
I'm going to need you to add the black fart shirara to the poster. Put him on the poster, bro. We got to have all three.
He kind of looks like the crying Jordan meme in the picture.
It's not a great picture.
No, it's kind of fuzzy.
We did a better one, but that is hilarious. So there's
who would have known? Wow. A Nicholas Shirara.
He's got a relative.
Look, I'll
named
be honest.
Adelaide Shirara.
I would expect there to be more than one Joel Blank.
I didn't know
I
that.
I would expect that. There was probably five or six when I searched it.
Really?
Real quick. Yeah.
You picked the right one, didn't you?
Well, you just yeah. Well, of course I'm not going to pick the other guy that might doesn't look weird. Of course I'm going to look.
Right.
This was the other one. Would you rather go with that one?
No, you did all right. Yeah, I'll take that.
It's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan with about three teeth.
And the Cowboy fan stuck his finger in my booty.
Oh, but there's there's a lot of Joel Blanks
super
on Facebook. I would have thought that because it's not an uncommon name. Joel isn't an uncommon name, nor is Blank.
I thought Blank would be.
So I would have thought like there. It's weird to find another Barry Laminack. There's not a lot of Laminacks.
I can understand that.
Barry's not a common name, but there for there to be another Nicholas Shirara.
That's the
that
rarity.
Was the one that surprised. I didn't even think to Google that because I was like, no way. There's no way that there's another Nick Shirara. No way. And
I agree with that.
There is.
I thought that was unbelievable.
And Black, which makes it even better.
It's just fantastic.
I love it. Get that poster going, El Jefe. Get it going for sure.
Sure.
A couple more texts, and then we'll get back on track, I promise.
Okay.
Somebody said, props to Nick for having your back while you were gone, by the way, Barry.
Yeah, that was a
good
deal.
Kurt Lowe apparently called in, and Nick wouldn't let him talk mess about you while you were not there to defend yourself. What the hell? What do you guys do when I'm gone? Why is it on
us?
So much stuff.
We did not promote this.
I swear, when the parents go away, the kids just act crazy.
No,
the hell happened?
Kurt Lowe is just the guy that loves to call in
when I'm not here.
When you're not here,
or he's been calling Palillo because he got
okay.
When I think
yeah,
before,
I love how
shut
he
him
tweeted
down, he got Palillo.
I bet Charlie hates that so much.
He's first like, of all, he's already idiot. Getting too much run, but I love how he tweeted out his appearance on Palillo like he was a guest.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and he tags Palillo and ESPN 97.5, and he's waiting on hold for an hour and 15 minutes. But that's his appearance on Palillo. But whatever.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, he just went on his little tirade, and I said, look, man, I want to take your call. But if you're going to start taking shots.
So has this been a pattern where when I'm out, he calls
every
in?
Single time.
He calls in. Now, he hasn't. I don't know that he's taken shots at you per se, but he does make a point of saying he'll only call in when you're
well,
out.
Well, I knew that. I knew that.
Right. But at the same time, like what Nick is saying, I had to burst his bubble too, but this was before this. He said, people in Houston have been clamoring to hear from me, so I'm going to start calling Palillo show because I have to give the people what they want. And I'm like, bro, I think you got that reversed.
How many followers does he have on Twitter?
I think it was a little like 1,200, 1,500, something like that.
Oh, wow. Looked. And how many people are in Houston?
I don't know. Look,
I mean, look.
Let me see if I can give it to you here.
There's one thing to be proud of your work, and you should be, Kurt Lowe, but stop being delusional. Like you're being delusional, and that's just sad.
1,700.
No one wants to see that. That's very sad.
Which is kind of surprising to me. But he's got 1,700.
Yeah, especially with all the grammar issues.
Okay,
but look, he can defend himself. If you want to call in and go at it, Kurt Lowe.
Hey, you heard that, Kurt Lowe? That's not me saying call in. That's Barry Laminack,
I'm saying,
your boy.
Yeah, you want to call in? You have something to say to me? Call in. And,
but he's probably
and
not.
I've said to him
call.
Several times.
But it is chicken bleep that you
boy,
would call.
But that was
try
the first person that's
me.
Ever blocked me ever in my life.
He blocked me
yeah, a long time
that
ago.
Was the I've never been
so
blocked in the history of Twitter. He's the first person.
I had him realizing, because you know on Saturdays and Sundays, he goes a little religious.
You still communicate with him, right? In the DMs?
Because he always asked me questions about basketball and stuff. Yeah, yeah. But I had him saying, I was like, look, he just got mad at you, Kurt Lowe, because you went off the rails. But he's even said on the air, he's good with it. He even said on the air one day, you said, I mean, I'm fine unblocking him. Maybe I should unblock him. So it was like, it's not Barry and bothering Barry. Why is it bothering you? And then it was just like this whole like unleashing about how the two of you hate him and Nick threatened him by the way he talked
I've
to
never
him.
Never threatened. That's
you
such
are a bully. You're
such
a bully.
Such a
and
lie,
I was like,
man.
Okay, man. What a then bully. Probably, such a lie. You're good. Just leave it where it lies.
What a bully, man! You're out here threatening listeners.
Yeah, threatening
Nick.
The listeners.
I mean,
that's
yeah,
what I'm
that's
doing.
What you do.
God, I just
typical,
want Nick to have my
typical
back like
black
that too.
Nick Shirara.
I totally would have your back.
Like if
anybody
some,
called
if some
in,
ass clown calls in, and
I wouldn't let him on.
I want Nick to hammer.
I wouldn't let him on. Because it was a pattern. It wasn't just once or twice. This is like three or four times with Kurt Lowe.
So let's be honest, only
when you're out.
Take a shot.
Yeah, it'd be like an indirect shot. I'm like, this is such a... And then he's going to go off on Russell Westbrook and how he takes 70 shots a game, and I don't want to hear it.
We haven't talked about Melo yet.
And you know what?
It was kind of a selfish move on my part.
Thank you for having my back. No, I'm sure the listeners appreciated not having to hear Kurt Lowe also.
Yeah, the man. What did we do last time that we had? We counted between the man's and you know what I'm saying. And I gave everybody an over under.
Did you?
And we were at Carbach, and everybody's like one, two, three, and we had a running tally. It was like 8-7. You know what I'm saying?
You know, by saying this, he's never going to call now. He's going to.
There's no way.
He's taking his talents to Palillo Beach. That's where he's going now. So
yeah, and now this Melo
really hates me now. If he hated me last week. He really hates my guts now. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, trust me. You're not. He's hated me, and my life has been just fine.
I love how he said I threatened him.
I will tell you this too.
You'll live.
I know for a fact that I was tweeting Nick, and you probably saw some of them. But last night, to say, look, one game does not make the worst is over for the Rockets and all this stuff. And I was like, so don't be delusional and think that. And the first thing I saw after that, after the game, was Kurt Lowe saying, the Rockets are back and they're ready, man. They're gonna run. They're gonna go for it. Now they got rid of the cancer that's Carmelo Anthony. I'm like, oh, what did I just say?
Yeah. Speaking of that, we need to get to some Carmelo Anthony stuff.
Yep. All right, we'll get to that in a whole lot more. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. HRP listener line. Of course, you can hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspect. It's ESPN 97.5.
And you know what? Now is your time to get in the oil and gas industry. It's an industry that has a stronghold in our city, and it's a great industry to be in, man. And UMD Academy is offering an oil and gas basics class that is going to prepare you for a career in the oil and gas business. And it's for non-oil and gas professionals, so it's tailor-made if you don't know the business. And I'll be honest with you, I wish they had this when I was getting into oil and gas, because the learning curve for me was pretty difficult. There's a lot to learn. And some of the courses that they teach you is some of the stuff that I wish I had, like an intro to oil and gas, the IT basics of oil and gas, upstream drilling, training in the day of the life of a project engineer, a women in engineering course, and a whole lot more to prepare you for your career in oil and gas. And what sets UMD Academy apart from the others, it's their commitment to the students. So it's not that they just have outstanding classes that prepare you for this new career and a career which you can make a lot of money in the oil and gas business. I'll be honest with you. But the commitment to you, resume building. And that's hard, man. If you don't have a lot of experience, you've got to come up with a good resume to show them. And having these classes and building this resume is really going to help you. They put you through some mock interviews, so you're prepared when you go out there trying to get this job and this new career in oil and gas. And they have career coaching. Once you're there, they're going to help you. They're going to stick with you. So don't miss out on this opportunity, guys. It's your chance to get involved in the oil and gas industry right here in our city, and you can do it through a great program at UMD Academy. And if you sign up today and use promo code ESPN Radio, you'll receive 10% off your classes. That's promo code ESPN Radio, and it saves you 10% off your classes. To find out more and to register, go to umdes.com/learn. That's umdes.com/learn.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Need even hour number two of the three-hour show. Lots of stuff going on, but one thing, because we always kind of let the dust settle because every other show and their mother's been talking about the big sports topics, but the one that we haven't gotten to yet is the one that we've got to address. And that is the entire situation with what's going on with the Houston Rockets. We know that the Melo situation seems to be over. I've been told he did not fly with the team last night to Denver. He is not with the team currently. I don't know if it's when they say illness or if butt hurt is actually something you need a prescription for. But I know that they said as early as the San Antonio game when he didn't travel, discussions were taking place between the organization and Carmelo to see if they could go forward. Now it looks like, and there's multiple rumors out there from multiple sources stating that he is going to move on, whether it be the Rockets release him. Daryl tries to trade him, but it seems like the experiment is over. And people, I wrote a column for it last night on Sports Map. People are pointing the finger at Melo as being the scapegoat and the reason for all that ails the Houston Rockets. That list is so long, guys, that there's no way you can just unequivocally say this is all because of Melo.
I'm with you, but I think that when you put a lot of eggs into the Carmelo basket and you thought that you could replace some of the scoring that you lost with Ariza and Mbamute with Carmelo, the problem was, and this was always my question, Carmelo doesn't fit this team from a style perspective. He plays a mid-range game on a team that looks at mid-range. The only guy that they've ever said was okay with shooting a mid-range shot was Nene. He got a pass.
Or Chris Paul, because Chris Paul, when he gets them, they're at big times.
Good point. But that's it. And they needed to replace Ariza and forget the defense. Look at the 3-point shots that Ariza and Mbamute were responsible for last year. And this is the guy that's supposed to replace that. And he's just not good at it.
Here's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's the overall big picture. Because what you said is true. But when you look at it overall, and my article was focused on, don't focus on Carmelo. Focus on Daryl Morey. Because the fact of the matter is, look, we've been over this 16 different times. I don't think they should have matched Trevor Ariza if it was going to be 1 year and $15 million. I don't think they should have brought Luke Mbamute back. But I think that if you're not going to bring those guys back, go get like players with similar skill sets. Go get guys that can still play D and make a three. Because looking at James Ennis shoot threes makes you appreciate Trevor Ariza in the regular season. Because he hits the crotch between the rim and the backboard more than he hits the middle of the bucket. And you can go up and down the list. You filled the roster with guys that don't fit the bill for what this team is structured to do. And you took a guy that was coach of the year, that got you to the most wins in the history of the franchise for the regular season, and you said, you know what? You don't get a say-so in this deal. We're going to give you this roster. Make it work. And it's a square peg in a round hole. It hasn't worked. And they haven't been playing well. And also, Chris Paul and James Harden don't get to escape all the blame either, because for $300-plus million, they just haven't played well. And then you got the suspension. James came in a little heavy. He got hurt. So there's been plenty of things where you can point plenty of fingers. But everybody wants this to be the scapegoat, being Carmelo Anthony. It's a bigger picture right now. And the bigger thing that you have to consider is the one last card that Daryl had in his deck was Jimmy Butler. And he was pursuing him hard. Because you know damn well, if he felt this roster was built to last for the title run, he wouldn't be trying to blow any piece of it up trying to get Jimmy Butler. But he knew they were a little short. And now with Butler traded, it makes it a whole lot more difficult to try and get in the pieces you need to try and turn it around.
Well, from what I saw, apparently D'Antoni really digs Gary Clark, really likes
his
game. And so that's the guy that I think is they're looking to replace
Trevor.
Anthony and Trevor and be the guy that fits that mold. So it just sucks because you spent this whole offseason with plenty of wasted opportunities thinking that Carmelo Anthony was the answer. And when you said, you know, we talked about it and we talked a little bit on air, but a little bit off air. We talked about the fact that you think that he might be traded. I could see him getting cut. Who the hell would trade for Carmelo Anthony at this point? I know Daryl Morey is a wizard and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and this isn't the player you're looking for kind of thing where he just mesmerizes other GMs. He's not going to be able to do that with this guy, is he?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's going to be hard to move him. You're probably just going to have to cut him. But more so than anything else, too, believe me, it's like what I said about Bezdelic. Bezdelic's coming back because the owner went and got him back because he realized how valuable he was. And at the same time, he also, in the back of his mind, thought, this experiment's going to end sooner rather than later with Melo. How do I start putting pieces in place to turn it around? I need my guy back that got him to play defense. If I'm going to lose, I'm eventually going to lose this guy. I see the writing on the wall. He's going to go away. I need this guy to come back so I can try and save the day, at least start to. So we'll see how that goes. We can continue to talk Rockets if you want in the final hour of the show. Right now, I do want to make sure that you guys are all aware of the fact that there's a lot going on at Gallery Furniture. So with the process that's going on right now in the holidays, trying to shop for the furniture that you need, there's only one place to shop. It's Gallery Furniture. It's three locations to better serve you. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria, and, of course, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. They got great deals going on right now. They still got the Astros deal going on, or if you believe in the Rockets, if they win it all, you get it all. If you spend $3,000 or more in bedroom furniture, and they're open till 10 o'clock every night, and if you buy today, you get it tonight, so you can get your furniture in time for the holidays. So check them out at one of the three locations, because everything that Mattress Mac says is exactly what they're going to do. No back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. And of course, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.